Word of God. Yes. Praise God. Let's get into it. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1. Yes. Romans, the 12th chapter, verse number 1. Paul said, I beseech ye, I implore you, I plead with you, I appeal to you. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So this says, I appeal to you therefore, or therefore I appeal to you. Now somebody said, when you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. Amen. Therefore means in the light of what I've been saying, in the light of what's previously been said. Well, what's previously been said, you know, Romans is a letter. It was not written, you know, Paul didn't say, you know, Romans 1, chapter 1. You never wrote your mother and said, dear mom, chapter 1, verse 1. You know, this is a letter, so it goes back to the very first of the book where everything that he had said to him so far. Amen. So therefore, in the light of all I've been saying to you, as a result of what I've taught you, or because of the great truths that I've taught you, and by these mercies, or in other words, in view of these mercies and benefits and blessings that I've been telling you about, I appeal or urge you to do something. So first of all, what are these mercies, what are these benefits that God, through Paul, has shown us in Romans chapter 1, 1 through 11? Well, praise God, we've learned that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. And that we are justified with Almighty God. We are righteous with God Himself through faith in Jesus Christ. And that sin no longer has any dominion over us. And that there is no condemnation. Think about that. No guilt, no shame, no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. This is all Romans 1 through 11. And that we can walk after the Spirit and not yield to the lust and pressure and dictates of the flesh. We're not debtors to the flesh anymore, Paul has taught us. And that the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Glory to God. We are children of God, joint heirs with Christ Jesus, able to be led by the Spirit of God. Nothing, Paul said in Romans, you know, can ever separate us from God's love. And we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, there's other things, but these are all mind-blowing, awesome, great, phenomenal truths from the Word of God. So Paul says, therefore, in the light of these great truths, and because of the great mercy of God that has been extended to you, I want you to do something. I want you to present your bodies, and this is really God talking to us, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Well, you know, sacrifices are dead. You know, in the Old Testament, when they would kill an animal and they would put it on the altar as a sacrifice to God, and it would be burned up. So this, when he says a living sacrifice, this is a, you know, a play on words and a mention of as it relates to Old Testament, you know, Judaism. So they would put them on the altar, sacrifice them to God. But in the New Testament, we are to present our bodies on the altar as a living. Everybody say living.
Living
sacrifice. We're to put on the altar anything in our lives that keeps us from doing God's will. We are to put on the altar anything in our lives that is not pleasing to God. Amen. We don't die, but we put it on the altar and crucify or put to death or mortify any and every part of our lives that does not conform to the will of God. Jesus, you know, said you need to take up your cross daily and follow me. Take up your cross. Well, a cross is a place where flesh dies. Amen. So we're to crucify fleshly desires, fleshly pursuits, anything that gets in the way of us wholly following Him, we're to crucify those things and take up our cross and follow Him. And when we do that, we are a living sacrifice. Andrew Womack said the problem with those living sacrifices is they keep crawling off the altar. Warren Wiersbe says this. He says, Isaac is an example of a living sacrifice. Isaac willingly, listen carefully now, Isaac willingly put himself on the altar and would have died in obedience to God's will. But the Lord sent a ram to take his place. Amen. Isaac died just the same in a sense. He died to self. He willingly yielded himself to the will of God. See, this is all what it means to lay your, you know, to present your body as a living sacrifice. He died to self, self-interest, self-desires, self-ambition, self-pursuits. He died to self and willingly yielded himself to the will of God. When he got off the altar, Isaac was a living sacrifice to the glory of God. Well, that's good, isn't it? So we are to put away, or put any, let me put it this way, put any wrong desires, any unscriptural attitudes, any desires or ambitions or pursuits that keep us from following God as we should, we're to put all of those things on the altar, meaning we are willing to give them up in order to fully follow Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Now notice something else about this verse. It says to present your bodies. Amen. Well, body here, as it is throughout the Bible, is used many times in a figurative sense. Not talking about your physical body here. The USB word study says bodies here means your entire self. Present yourself a living sacrifice. Vincent's word study says it literally, in the Greek, is a literally physical body, but here regarded as the outward organ of the will. In other words, you give up whatever your will is, you give up your will in order to follow His will. Not my will, but thy will be done. When you say that and truly mean it, you are laying your life on the altar. Many translations say, offer yourselves. Others say, many of them, present your lives. One translation says, offer all your being. The Amplified Classic says, all your members and faculties. In other words, your whole self. The New Amplified Bible says, present your bodies, all of yourselves. Amen. Present your bodies, all of yourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is telling us to present ourselves, our lives, our fleshly desires, our will, our whole self as a living sacrifice on the altar of God. Amen. And then next we need to realize and understand the full meaning of the word present. It says present your bodies a living sacrifice. This word present is very interesting. It's translated to offer or to present or to give up something. It's also translated to surrender, used in that sense, to surrender yourself. But it very much carries with it the connotation of this is a definite, strong, decisive decision and commitment that you make. So some translations say once and for all, not once and for all, and that's the only time you do it. But in other words, you've made up your mind, I'm going to do this, once and for all like that. So this is a definite, decisive commitment. The Amplified Classic says, make a decisive commitment. The Williams translation says, make a decisive dedication. The Johnson translation says, offer your whole self to God with no strings attached. See, that's all involved in this word. In other words, you make a serious commitment to do this. In other words, we make a definite, strong, quality decision without any reservation, without any without holding anything back, burn every bridge behind us as an act of our will to lay every part of our lives on the altar of God and be willing to give up anything that's not pleasing to Him and anything that keeps us from wholly and totally following Him. I'm glad Margaret and I made that decision many, many, many years ago. We make that once and for all decision, but then we take up our cross and follow Him daily. And from time to time, renew our commitment to lay our lives, anything that's not in line with God's will, on the altar of God. Amen. We should do that because of the mercies of God, it said. We should do that because God loves us so much and because He has done so much for us. And we should do that because we love Him so much. But here's what I want you to see. Here's what I want you to see. We ought to do that. We ought to do that just because we love God. But when we lay on the altar anything that gets in the way of us wholly following the Lord, when we choose to give up any fleshly desire, even though it's comforting, you know, whatever that is, I mean, that can be a thousand different things, then the Holy Spirit steps in to empower us to overcome any wrong desires of the flesh. Hallelujah. It doesn't happen until we make that commitment. So a lot of times people haven't made that commitment, yet they do love God, and so they're struggling in the flesh to say, no, 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 but you ought to use your will to commit to God, then the power of God will come on you to help you to be able to say no. You follow me? Amen. So being willing to first submit to God and yield to God and lay everything wrong or anything that's wrong in our lives on the altar is the first key to overcoming sin. I mean, you combine consecration with faith. See, you believe Jesus set you free, and you're well on your way to complete and total victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A definite commitment and dedication and decision to surrender to the Lord empowers your spirit and weakens your flesh. Are you listening to me? Amen. Listen, you still have to walk out your freedom. You still have to walk out. You know, you can know by stripes you're healed and believe with all your heart, but that doesn't mean you don't have to fight the good fight of faith. You still have to fight the good fight of faith. You still have to resist the devil. You still have to cast down any kind of wrong imaginations that come to your mind. Amen. Glory to God. But it's not just willpower. It's using the power of your will to make the decision to be a living sacrifice, to submit your will to His will, to say yes to Jesus, to walk in the Spirit. That in turn receives divine power to help you overcome in life. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Instead of just trying to say no to the flesh, walk in the Spirit, surrender to Jesus, yield to Jesus, submit to Jesus, lay it on the altar. Glory to God. Give it to Him. Glory to God. I like a quote I read from Reverend Bob Yendian. Bob's one of my favorite Bible teachers. He said, Christianity is not morality. That might surprise you. Christianity is not morality. Some people confuse the two. A person is not a great Christian because he quits smoking or drinking or taking drugs. Every day, sinners quit doing these things. Spirituality is not morality. Spirituality should produce morality. But spirituality in and of itself is not morality. There are many moral sinners, but moral does not make them spiritual. The thing that makes an individual spiritual is being led by the Word of God and being led by the Spirit of God. They are led by their own conscience and they are led by their own will. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. All right, with that in mind, now let's look at Mark chapter 12. What should we lay down? Well, obviously, anything that gets in the way of following Him, but Mark chapter 12, verse number 28. Mark 12, 28, then one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus said, the first of all the commandments, in other words, the most significant, the most important, the great commandment, I think Matthew says the great commandment. The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Now notice it just didn't say the first commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart. No, it didn't say that. It said the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Lord, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it as this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. You say, well, what do you mean? What does that mean, Hear, O Israel? The Lord our God, the Lord is one. In other words, that there's only one God. A Jew, when he read this, totally understood what Jesus was saying. This is quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 6. It's called the Shema. It's something they prayed three times a day. They're all familiar with it. And it started with, because, you know, they lived in a day, even in Jesus' day, much less back in Deuteronomy, thousands of years before that, even in Jesus' day, there were thousands and thousands of different false gods and idols. And so for a Jew, they understood the first and great commandment is, there is only one God. And you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not bow down to idols. For us in New Testament terms, what he's telling us is, God should be preeminently, should have the preeminence in your life. Because anything that you put before God is an idol to you. Anything that you serve more than you serve God becomes an idol to you. Anything that you love more than you love God is an idol to you. Did you know that in two different places in the New Testament, the Bible tells New Testament Christians in Corinthians and in Peter, to not serve idols, New Testament Christians? I never even seen an idol. But I like what the Amplified Bible says. The Amplified Bible, when it says idol, says loving or venerating anything more than God. As 1 Corinthians 10:14, stay away from any form of idolatry. Amplified Classic, idolatry, loving or venerating anything more than God. The New Amplified says stay away from any form of idolatry, and that includes loving anything more than God or participating in anything that leads to sin and enslaves the soul. So the first and great commandment is there's only one God, and you should put Him first in your life. You shouldn't let anything take the place of God. You shouldn't love anything or serve anything or be dedicated to anything more than you're dedicated to God. And you shall love Him with all your spirit, all your soul, all your mind, all your body, and all your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. See, totally selling out to God is the starting point. But here's the point I want to make. The second commandment is you should love your neighbor as yourself. So anything that gets in my way of keeping God number one in my life or from loving Him, you know, with all my spirit, soul, and body, I'm going to lay on the altar. Anything that would stand in the way of me getting along with and loving and caring about others and having compassion on others and forgiving others and being willing to lay down my life for others, that's because that's all involved in love, and loving your neighbor as yourself, I'm gonna lay that on the altar. Amen. Praise God. And doing that is the starting point. Selling out to God is the starting point. Everybody say the starting point. To live in a fulfilled, blessed, and happy life. Where you become a blessing, and where you are become a faithful, effective, fruitful, productive servant in God's kingdom. See, so many people are afraid to lay on the altar something something because they think, I'll be cheated, I'll be robbed. If I can't gossip about them and hate their guts, then I won't be happy in life. But how many of you know that's not true? If I can't involve myself in that activity, I won't be happy. How many of you know that's not true? No, it's not God that's cheating people. It's wrongdoing and sin and unbiblical attitudes. That's what's cheating people. Somehow or another, people think they will miss out and be cheated if they really sell out to God. Everybody say, that's not true. See, it's sin, it's rebellion, it's being carnal, it's not being dedicated that will make you miserable and unfulfilled and cause you to miss out and be cheated in life. So we should never be afraid to present ourselves a living sacrifice. Amen. And lay down anything that stands in the way of us totally following God and loving Him with all of our heart, or that keeps us from loving and forgiving others and all that means. You know, if you really love somebody, then you won't be selfish. You'll have their interest at heart. And you'll care about them and you'll do for them. And, you know, all of that means all of that. You'll not be cruel to them. Means all of that. Lay down anything that would stand in the way of us doing that. Glory to God. Because the good news is this. I believe with all my heart that I read this many, many years ago that God's commandments are His enablements. In other words, whatever God commands you to do or instructs you to do, He enables you to do. And I believe with all my heart that His commandments and instructions to us contain within them a divine empowerment to obey them. And that power to obey them kicks in when we choose to obey them. See, it's not just willpower, but it's using the power of your will to choose to obey God, to choose to believe God. So you see, I'm resting in His ability. I'm resting in His, not just His promises. We all know we should rest in His promises. But I'm resting to be the kind of person He wants me to be, to live the kind of holy life He wants me to live. I'm resting in His strength. I'm resting in His ability. I'm resting in the Holy Spirit's power and ability at work in me. I'm resting in all of those things. Glory to God. So let me just ask you this morning, glory to God. Is there anything in your life that you need to lay on the altar? Matter of fact, why don't you just close your eyes right now? Just to reverence God, honor God, and to just shut everything out around you, you know, so that you're only looking at God. Amen. Let me go back to what I was saying a while ago. We all need to quit struggling. We just need to consecrate and believe and rest in His power and rest in His ability and rest in His strength and rest in His promises. It's not by, we quote that scripture, but we miss it. It's not by power, not by might, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. We believe in what Jesus did for us on the cross, all of it. And we consecrate ourselves. We choose to follow God. So in your life this morning, is there anything you need to lay on the altar? Any wrong attitude? Wrong attitude toward your wife, wrong attitude toward your husband, wrong attitude toward your parents, wrong attitude toward your boss? Is any wrong attitudes? Any wrong desires? Anything that's keeping you from wholly following the Lord? Are you willing to lay it on the altar? Anything that interferes with your relationship with God? Any bitterness and resentment, that certainly would be violating the law to love your neighbor. Are you willing to lay that on the altar? In any self-serving or selfish conduct or selfish ambition that keeps you from totally following God? Any habits, any sin, any feelings, any wrong feelings toward others, any feelings of insecurity or rejection? Why don't you just go ahead and lay it on the altar? Present yourself a living sacrifice, knowing that God loves you. And He really does have a better plan than that. You'll not be cheated by giving it up. You'll find blessing and happiness and fulfillment. Maybe for the first time ever, you need to put your all on the altar. Some people have never done that. Some people have done it, got away from it. Some people have done it and they've maintained that. But I always believe it's right to examine ourselves, examine our hearts, and from time to time, just make a fresh new commitments to God. Amen. Glory to God. So maybe you just need to renew your commitment to keep your all on the altar. Glory to God. We do it because we love God. We do it because we want to please God. We do it because we want to serve God. Amen. But when we do it, we also receive. So receive. I want to say it to you this morning. Are you doing that? People have their heads bowed. People have their eyes closed. This is between you and God. You know, in the old days, we'd have everybody at the altar and maybe somebody would slobber and you'd think that was a better service, but what's real is what happens between you and God. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to say to you, as you have done that, as you are doing that, listen to me now. In the name of Jesus, receive the power of the Spirit to live it out, to walk it out, and be free from anything that has hindered you from fully serving Him in the past. Can you say amen? Let's stand up together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we went kind of fast. Did you listen fast? Say, I got it. Praise God. Somebody put on, I think it was somebody put on the Wednesday night and said, I got it, Pastor. I thought, oh, good. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know that old song? They're singing. I surrender. I surrender all. Somebody help me here. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I don't know the rest of it. And trust Him. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all. Sing it again like you mean it. I surrender all. I surrender all. To Jesus, surrender, I surrender all. Now worship Him and praise Him and thank Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We love you so much. Amen. So listen to it one more time. Therefore, I appeal to you by the mercies of God that you present, make a decisive dedication of yourselves, a living sacrifice. where you lay on the altar anything that stands between you and God and your relationship with Him and doing His will. Glory to God, which is your reasonable, sensible service. Can you say amen? Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you and I love you and I praise you for this dedicated, committed bunch we have here. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I thank you for the power of the Spirit. I know so much of the time Christians feel guilty and condemned, yet they really do love you. Yes, we want to obey the Spirit of God and obey our conscience. And if our conscience bothers us, we ought to straighten that out and repent, glory to God. But may we learn to rest in your ability and your power and not ours by consecrating ourselves to you as an act of our decisive will and by believing that Jesus set us free 2,000 years ago. For that, we thank you and give you praise this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, you look like a living sacrifice to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're dismissed. We love you. Thank you for tuning in online. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.